the name of the God of the entire humanity, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is for all times to come. We often talk with reference to Islam about Sharia. And we all know that the Muslims are expected to follow the Sharia, which is the law that God has given to us to follow. But there is another concept which is quite often mentioned and is confused with Sharia, which is known as fiqh or jurisprudence. Sharia is the law that the Almighty has given us through His last messenger, Muhammad, Allah's mercy be on him. And it is contained in the Quran, the book of God, and the Sunnah, the practical demonstration of the acts, religious acts and rituals, which were done by the Prophet and were followed by his companions, all of them, and which have come down to us like the Quran in a preserved and undiluted manner. However, quite apart from the Quran and the Sunnah, which were required to be preserved and to be followed by the Muslims, and therefore they were preserved, many questions do actually arise practically when we are expected to follow the requirements of Islam in the form of Sharia. For example, the Almighty mentions in the Quran that He has allowed the Muslims to shorten their prayers when they are in a state of fear or when they are journeying. Now, this understanding, this commandment in Sharia, was actually practiced by the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him. And of course, it is something that is allowed to us in the Islamic law whenever we feel like availing it. However, the question as to what constitutes journey, how long should the journey be for one to be able to find one eligible to avail this facility? The Quran is silent on this matter. The practice of the Prophet does not clarify anything except for the fact that we know that the Prophet actually shortened his prayers, did qasr, on various journeys. Now, various scholars, they adopted various positions with regard to how long should be the distance of the journey for one to be able to be eligible to avail that facility. And we have, therefore, various different points of view that have emerged. Some people saying that the distance should be that much, and others saying that it should be longer than that or shorter than that. The truth of the matter is that all such mentions are simply opinions of the scholars. And for an ordinary person, it is up to him or her to decide as to which of the points of view, which of the arguments is making more sense. However, the fact of the matter is that all opinions, whether they are there because the scholars have interpreted Sharia and Islamic law the way they have understood it, or whether it pertains to the detailed application of that Sharia, they are only the opinions of individuals or a group of scholars. They are not Sharia itself. The trouble that has actually happened is that many Muslims have actually equated Sharia with fiqh, and the long list of opinions of a scholar or a group of scholars in a certain school of thought have been actually accepted by many Muslims as the law of God Almighty, which has to be followed like the Quran has to be followed and like the Sunnah has to be followed. That most certainly is a mistaken view, and that mistake has to be corrected. We are here living in this world following Islam so as to please God Almighty. The pleasure of the Almighty can only be earned through following His religion that was brought by nobody except His messenger Muhammad, may Allah's mercy be on him. And it is only through his example and the message that he delivered in the form of the Quran and the Sunnah that we Muslims are expected to follow Islam. Most certainly, the ordinary Muslims are not scholars. And therefore, they would seek the opinion of the scholars with regard to various different problems, questions and issues that erupt. But at the end of the day, it is the individual who is responsible to God Almighty for whatever he or she believes and practices. And therefore, whatever we have in the books of fiqh, the books of jurisprudence, they're all very useful. They're all worthy of our respect. But they are all human endeavor and effort to understand what God Almighty's law is. And therefore, when it is an effort undertaken by humans, no matter how much learned, how much enlightened and well-trained in Islamic understanding they might be, they still are humans, and therefore there is no reason why accepting anyone else's opinion, whether he is a scholar or a jurist, should be considered binding on any individual. We have to honestly make an attempt to understand what God's law Sharia is. In an effort to understand what His law is, we'll avail all possible avenues, all sources that are available in the form of one fiqh, one point of view or the other. But no point of view should be considered to be binding on anyone. And fiqh must be considered something distinct from the Sharia. The Sharia law is brief. It could be counted on fingers and is easy to follow. Whatever else is there is a human effort to understand it, and the human effort in the form of fiqh should never be confused with the Sharia. And the Sharia is what really needs to be presented to the entire world as the law of the Almighty. May God Almighty enable us to understand His law the way it is properly, and may He enable us to follow it in the best of the spirit.